Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. We're already thinking about Labor Day because that's when Bottle Rock 2021 is happening.
Oh, snap.
Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Sellers. It's back September 3rd through the 5th, 2021. The tickets for single day lineups go on sale today at 10 a.m. It's right around the corner. You can actually win some of these tickets. Go to radioalice.com/contest, click on the Bottle Rock Napa Valley link, and then complete the online entry form. You can enter through May 30th, so you only have a couple more days. But you get to pick your night, so you could go on Friday night. Just like the white winter, sing the songs as I sing it. Check out a little Stevie Nicks. Or you could go on Saturday night. Oh, you're because you know who else is that night? Miley Cyrus.
See you there, everybody. Right, Bryn?
Yep, that's right.
VIP all the way. Or you could go on Sunday night, which is very exciting if you're a Foo Fighters fan. So we've got a contest running on this through May 30th, but today is the day that the single day tickets go on sale, 10 a.m. Go to radioalice.com/contest, get all the info and everything there.
The Radio Alice Report.
You know what I miss? I'll do this in a second, the news and the stuff. I miss the actual music charts when people bought records and an album like the Foo Fighters album that recently came out would have overtaken the charts and been, you know, really popular and a ton of word of mouth and getting played all over and it just came out and went poof.
Poof. I know, because everybody streams everything now.
So depressing.
The most popular music is always going to be the kids stuff because they're the ones streaming stuff.
Right.
And it's surprising. Just not, I stopped doing the charts. It just became like, you know, 10 artists that...
With hit songs, not even a record. Like, right. It's just, all right. Anyway, this Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. And by the way, that Foo Fighters album is excellent. It's really good.
You've been listening to it a lot?
I've listened to it straight through 10 times. I really like it.
It's great.
Just waiting on a world. It's good. You'll like it. Try it. All right. This is one of those things that as I was listening or as I was reading the story, I went, oh, this is that big nightmare that took place in Huntington Beach last weekend that looked like a freaking riot was going down.
Right.
A week ago, Adrian Lopez. This guy is 17. Adrian Lopez was just an average high school student in Eastvale, California. For the record, he still is just an average high school student.
No, he's a viral TikTok star now.
And I don't even know where Eastvale is, but whatever. Apparently, they made him and his friends made a digital flyer inviting people to Huntington Beach for his birthday. They said, come down to the fire pits and let's have a little party, everybody.
Just a little party. No big deal.
Except that the little invite he put together went viral. And they ended up with, well, Brent is now showing on our little video screen here the chaos and all the people that turned out. It turned out thousands of people.
Basically,
turned out
everyone who saw the flyer who was within a day's drive of Huntington Beach said, oh, that sounds like I would love to.
Yeah. Thousands of strangers came to Adrian Lopez's birthday party because it hit the internet at the right time or something.
Well, thank God he didn't say it was at his parents' house.
Well, and that's, I'm telling you, as I'm reading the story, I'm thinking of all the times that keggers were thrown when I was growing up at someone's house. The flyer made it to the next town, and then it went wide. And those things would get busted by 9:30 because too many people would show up. And you'd just be like, this is a little suburb in Irvine, California. What happened here?
Right. What the hell is going on here?
And that's Huntington Beach. There's fireworks going off. There's people jumping off the pier. It got really crazy.
It actually looks really fun. I hate to say it, but as I'm watching this, it looks like everyone's having a great time. The problem is, you know, you can't have gatherings that large. And
Adrian says, it was meant to be just for my school, but to drum up more interest, one of his buddies posted the flyer, I guess, is to Snapchat and then to a TikTok account. Oh. By Tuesday morning, the thing had started to spread.
Oh, Spider-Man's getting roughed up there. He's getting...
He's Spider-Man.
They're shoving that guy around. Spider-Man.
This is just a couple guys who wanted to throw a party in Huntington for their friend, and some other TikTok influencers picked it up. And what it comes down to is, as they're telling the story here in today's Mercury News, they're saying all these kids went, I've been bored, really bored. I've been looking for something to do. This is it. And everybody showed up. Meanwhile, Adrian was in L.A.
What?
They
he wasn't
actually
even at his party.
Once this thing got going in Huntington Beach, they started to get scared. They decided they needed to get a venue for it. Oh. So they tried to rent out a location so that they could sell tickets to it.
Oh.
So they had this idea that, you know what? Let's move this thing somewhere else. We'll sell tickets to it, and we'll make it. We'll not only make some money, but we won't have what happened happen.
So they rented a venue and crickets showed up?
Well, I think that actually happened as well. But the Huntington Beach thing was just people who went, I'm showing up. And you're right. In the story, they're saying people drove from hours away, like a full day's drive just to be in Huntington to go crazy for that event.
And they are, in fact, going crazy. And I'm sure go ahead.
One person said, they drove 18 hours with a group of people to be there for that.
Oh, my God. Because we're just desperate for fun. You know what the craziest thing is? As I'm watching this video, it's just, it is, we have a hand terminal. That's what we have. We are all attached to it. We are not putting it down. We don't need a purse for it. It's in our hand. We are filming our lives.
Mm-hmm. All those phones,
Just every single person has a hand up with a phone taping what's happening.
That's
or live streaming.
What this guy is doing there is he's feeding Spider-Man Hennessy from the bottle, and he swigs it right afterwards. He just shared a bottle with Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man drank it through his face shield, so yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Anyway, their effort to redirect the party scene to a venue in L.A. didn't work. They did try to sell tickets. There was a line around the building at the place where they were selling tickets, but word didn't get to everybody. So Huntington went crazy.
They were selling tickets for $40.
Yeah.
And people were lined up for it. And the rest of the people went, hey, we heard that we can just go to the beach for free, so we're going to do that.
Right.
I brought fireworks. We're going to light them off on the ground instead of shooting them into the sky.
The people that were in the area that usually work and live there were saying it got really scary, with people jumping off the pier and climbing palm trees and flagpoles and more.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, I just wanted to, like, it was like the good old days when a flyer would go crazy and someone would make more copies, and next thing you know, people from all over the area
were
showing up.
Next thing you know, your parents' home is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just be careful, kids, because your mom is going to be so mad at you if you wreck the house.
My next story comes to you from South Carolina.
Okay.
This guy.
This guy.
An aquarium in South Carolina posted screenshots after a guy drunk texted their Ask an Aquarium Educator hotline and asked a bunch of questions about marine life.
Oh.
It apparently happened on Wednesday. He sent seven different texts between 10:30 and midnight. His first one said he was at the corner of Market Street and Meeting Street, which is downtown Charleston, where all the bars are.
Mm-hmm.
So they sort of quickly put together, okay, this guy's at 10:30 at night, texting from downtown.
Swimming in his own beer aquarium.
He wanted to know what the area he was standing in would have looked like 10,000 years ago.
Hmm.
He also asked...
At least
what
that's
marine
an interesting question.
Yeah, no, it goes on. He also asked what marine biologists are fascinated by right now, what they disagree about, why seahorses like to grab onto stuff with their tails, and why people should only eat oysters in months ending with R. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. The aquarium responded to all of his texts the next morning. They explained that seahorses grab things with their tails because they're bad swimmers and get tossed around by the current. It's safer to eat oysters in months ending with R's because they're colder months. When it's warm, oysters are more likely to have bacteria that can make us sick.
Oh well.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that the R months were cold months.
Well, September, October, November, December.
Yeah, I never thought
of it.
Those
are the only ones. Right. That's,
you ever thought of it?
Yeah. No.
I never thought
those
of it.
Those are all fall into winter.
Yeah.
But why not January and February?
Mm.
Yeah.
And even March, I guess. Those are all cold months.
The guy replied around noon after he sobered up and woke up and thanked them. He also joked, "That's funny. My wife should be happy I'm drunk texting aquariums instead of other girls."
Right about that.
But bump.
You know, I actually didn't think he was drunk. He sounds stoned. Like he's sitting, standing on the corner, pondering what it looked like 10,000
like,
years
right,
ago.
Right,
goes down all this.
The,
right. He's probably tripping, and he's saying, "Oh no, I was just drinking, dear."
Right. Sure. This is a date. I don't know how you would respond, but I'll tell you the story.
Okay. Yeah.
A guy came, a server recently shared a story about a customer who came in, and now the story has gone viral. The guy came in and spoiled his date. He ordered expensive stuff, including an entire array of appetizers. When the bill came, he insisted on paying. It came to $289, and he threw on a $100 tip.
Oh, how nice.
That's 35%.
That's a
for those
solid
of you that
tip.
Need help with the math. Not long after that, he ran back into the restaurant alone after he'd gotten his date into the car, demanding they reduce the tip to $20. The server says he was a total jerk about it too, saying that if it didn't go through correctly, he would dispute it with his credit card company. The server obviously wasn't happy that her $100 tip had just been reduced to $20.
Right. Less than 10%. That sucks, Beavis. Right.
And
I'm already paying my electric bill with that money, said the waitress.
Right. The server says I wasn't happy and I didn't like being used as part of a show for his big spending date. And then in reality, he's actually pretty tight fisted. So she followed him out and ran up to his car and tapped on the window.
Oh, good. This gets better and better.
And then in front of his date said, "Sir, if you want to reduce your tip from $100 to just $20, you'll have to come back inside and sign a new receipt." She said the date was stunned and the guy was glaring at her.
This is classic.
Is that justice?
It's
is that
so
justice
good.
Served?
I love this story.
It's so
I love
good.
This story.
That's justice for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
That is what a jerk.
Jerk. That's pretty.
If you don't have the money, don't spend it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Well, it's just mean because the loser there is the waitress, except that she wound up finding a way to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's worth $80 for sure. I mean, that and way to tip off the date that this guy is an a-hole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Not a big spender. Not a flashy spender. Actually, someone who is crooked.
Yeah. Yeah, like a shyster. He's a grifter. Is that a word?
I don't. Grifter's a word. I don't think it's that, but. Yeah.
Getting one over on somebody. No?
59. Know. Now, let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
When is the last time you ate ice cream by a trash can and cried?
It's been a while. It has. It's when my kids were little and life was hard. Mm-hmm. Life's easy now, so I don't care. You know, they're grown.
I'm so glad your life's easy.
But believe me, I feel you. I feel you. I was there. I know, hon. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. Better. It's fine. It's a big party at my house. I love it.
Of course it is. You're handling it just well, just perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yep. 59% of us prefer to eat ice cream alone.
Well, I don't want anyone judging me, but I wouldn't prefer that.
I don't know if this is, you know, not wanting to share or not wanting to be judged, but yeah.
Yeah.
Americans say, I prefer to eat ice cream alone with no one else around.
You know, because of the terrible amount of guilt that I carry for every single jingle thing that I do in my entire life, I actually would rather eat with people because I'm going to feel guilty about it anyway, and I'll feel even more guilty if I'm eating. Like, to me, ice cream is a celebration. You have it, you've successfully completed dinner, and you want to stay together, so you're going to have a little dish of ice cream. Like, that to me is, I can rationalize that. But 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, on a wetness day, I feel guilty about eating ice cream by myself. So while I'm not saying I won't eat it, I prefer to eat it with people. I'm already going to be carrying a ton.
Who among us hasn't seen that person in the car outside the grocery store
with the pint in their
hammering
lap,
a pint, just like, I am doing this before I go home. I deserve this.
Yeah.
I came out for these groceries.
If nobody sees me, it's like it didn't happen.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, I wonder if the date was impressed with him to save money for their future marriage. LOL.
Nah. He just seems like a jerko.
You know what? Plenty of people see green flags instead of red when someone's really handsome or when they really, you know what I mean? Like, God only knows how you'll convince yourself, oh, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Way to save money. For our future.
Right. Oh, right.
You're amazing.
One last one before we break. And don't forget the number 800-400-3697. You can text us anytime about just about anything.
Yeah, that texter, that 408 texter, I'm reading a long email from her right now. Oh. Or from that person right now.
Oh, the one about the Adrian party? Show?
Oh, the Secret Show thing.
The Secret Show texter?
Oh.
Okay.
It's I'll send it to you guys. Okay. It's crazy.
Oh, I have it too.
Is it going
to
be
is
good?
Is he agreeing to come on?
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
They're so excited. Look.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. So maybe not come on, but you'll see why.
Oh. Well, can we read the email on the Secret Show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm confused and excited and
I'm
not
sure. Sorry to throw you
off.
Don't
send it to Vinny because I don't want it to be spoiled
for him
before we talk about it.
Okay, sure. I'll send it to you. But yeah. It's just, sorry. It caught me off guard and I'm like, and I see why this person hasn't texted me back.
Hold on a minute.
You don't want it spoiled for you. You want to hear it for the first time on the Secret Show.
No, I like spoiled. No, spoil me. Spoil.
Let's go to break, Nicole.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.